Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 147, episode 4 of Der Daily Zeitgeist!
Yeah!
Is it 4 or 5? It's 5, right? We're 5. It's a production of iHeartRadio. This is the podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness and say officially off the top, fuck the Koch brothers, fuck Fox News, fuck Rush Limbaugh,
yeah.
Fuck Buck Sexton, fuck Ben Shapiro, fuck Tucker Carlson, all of them. It's Thursday, August 20th, 2020. My name is Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. That's me in the corner. That's me in the zeitgeist, wearing true religion, trying to break in these blues. And I don't know if I can do it. Oh no, my thighs too buff for these boot cuts. That is courtesy of Lex Loogie, and I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray!
It came from somewhere back in Trump's Twitter feed. Republican fools don't see, trying hard to justify what had yet to be corroborated. Once by science, she rolls her eyes at his fuck shit take. Never trying to hear what this asshole was saying, cause she realized he didn't have a mask. She had a mask on her face. He never valued her life. As he praises Trump's wax strategy, anybody else would surely know he's giving her cold for what this fool believes.
This is going to be going on for another 15 minutes.
The white man has the power to explain to Donji or Kobe, cause something's better than nothing.
Please vote in the fall.
Wow.
That all
shout outs to the Canadian water marine merchant, whatever you do up there, water chestnut, the second.
Canadian water existing.
Yeah, I mean, all this man, whenever he tweets, he always has nice AKAs, and then he'll be like, when I was on a ship, like, I was like, okay, yeah, come with the merchant marine takes, too.
He's a mariner.
Shout out to you. Yeah, whatever it is. Look, I'm a
Canadian
guy.
What are Canadian mariners called? Must Marinades? Be something different. Marinades.
I don't know. That's a terrible joke.
Hey, we are thrilled to be joined in our third seat by a very funny comedian whose new comedy special, Beth Stelling Girl Daddy, which is truly hilarious, just dropped on HBO Max. It is the hilarious and talented Beth Stelling!
Oh, there she is. There she is.
If you want to be a mammal, you cannot lay eggs. I'm just kidding. I don't know the rest. I really feel like I needed to bring a song. That falsetto was lights out.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I fell in love with Michael McDonald. This is the truth. When I was working in politics, I was like, I feel like all these old white guys I work with in lobbying, like their favorite band is the Doobie Brothers. And it became a joke between me and my other coworkers at this firm. And then I was basically blasting Doobie Brothers from my office. And like the older dudes at the firm would be like, hey, man, Michael McDonald. I'm like, dude, what? But singing like him is just so fun because it's so fucking like weird falsetto.
It's just like a sensitive side they were never allowed to show.
Right. Yeah. Right.
You're
exactly.
This guy like singing like a girl.
right.
I don't even know.
Especially that song, "You Belong to Me."
You belong to me. Tell him he's a stranger. You belong to me. Oh.
I mean, you could feel it. And then once I realized like "Regulate" is a Michael McDonald sample, that's when like I fully was like, you know what? I have to respect the discography. I have to respect the voice. Praise to Michael McD. Unless he's like canceled or some shit.
They won't let him.
But at this point, like, I think we have to assume everyone.
I don't think anybody from the yacht rock scene could be canceled.
Yeah, problematic. So, I mean,
yeah.
A cocaine powered industry in the 80s, the genre. No
Nothing
problem.
Bad ever happened on a yacht.
Yeah.
Beth, how are you doing? How are you holding up in the pandemic?
Well,
heat.
I am happy to be here. I think we could see that I was struggling to get up this morning.
not at all. I was like, once your glam team nocturnal. Left the frame, I was like, okay, camera ready?
I'm in my pajamas and puffy. I'm holding up fine. I feel I think what's happened is I've become more nocturnal. You think I must have been blaming it on stand-up, but I'm late. Oh, late night.
You're late
night out.
Yeah, you just find yourself with like energy. You're like, I'm not ready to go into a bed and sleep right now. You're
right, like, I'm trying to pretend myself. Like I can work like other people from 8 to 4 or something. I can't.
And with you having like a special, how has like, you know, how's this affected your material, your joke writing, your like human existence? Has that had an effect on your material at all? I'm always curious about that.
Oh my goodness. Like, so this special is, you know, from the before.
Right,
from the before times.
Oh, yes. So there's that. And quite frankly, when the old pandemic hit, I was in need of a break. Obviously, I'd like to take away all the tragedy of it, but it was a relief to me because as comics, like you kind of like look at each other, and if you see other comics working hard, you're like, I got to get out there and bust it harder. So, well, that was a weird way to put it.
Bust it harder.
I mean, I think a lot of things are going to come out of my mouth this morning that make zero sense. My brains are scrambled by the heat. And lack of sleep, but you guys are actually keeping me through. The music freaking really lit me up. Okay.
Oh yeah. People don't know. Whenever I enter a Zoom call, I always have music playing on my computer, and it integrates into the Zoom call. So I look like
today's was especially perfectly timed. It was like a sitcom neighbor entrance music.
I was so
dope.
Impressed with you.
Yeah. You know, these are the benefits of having me intrude on a Zoom call. Jack, can I co-host today, man?
Oh, hey, Miles.
Hey, I got music playing.
You got the Zoom link too, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
we don't know this guy.
I didn't clone your cell phone, Jack. Come on.
But I haven't, basically, long story short, I really haven't written anything new. I needed a break. I spent 3 years building the hour and working on it, and I think it would have taken me less time if I were just full-time comic, but
sure.
Now, of course, I'm so grateful I branched out from just comic, and or was able to writer and other things, because, now I'm okay when it comes to work.
Absolutely.
I'm writing on things, so.
Yeah.
But I haven't written a ton of new stand-up. I have, like, maybe 2 jokes. And sometimes when a comic says they have a new joke, it's truly a line.
Right.
Here's something.
Yeah. It's like, that's a setup for a setup.
Yeah, it's like just a new grouping of 3 words.
Yeah, right.
All right, Beth, we're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment. First, we're going to tell our listeners a few of the things we're talking about. Steve Bannon has been arrested. So we're going to talk about that.
For all that Russia shit?
Yeah, all that.
Or that was another thing that came
out. I think it was from never using moisturizer.
Yeah, it was his skin. He was arrested by... so we're going to talk about that. This is a story we kind of covered back at the time, but we just grouped it in with all the like illegal shit that this administration was doing that nobody would ever like face any repercussions for. But they, I don't know, did they like spin a wheel and pick this crime as the one to,
I don't know. I guess, I think they were just really sloppy with it. That's
right,
why.
Right.
You know, it's like at a certain point, if you can't do white collar crime like the other rich white guys, they're like, there's a standard here, sir. And if you do it sloppy, then we have to pretend there's a legal system in which you will basically not even get close to what the minimum.
I'm sorry. I do not associate the word sloppy with Steve Bannon. I can't connect those two ideas in my head.
Sloppy do.
Well, when you hear about this, the fraudulent accounting, you'll get in touch with that description. Trust me.
We're going to talk about the Postmaster General's testimony, what he's saying. Apparently, we're fine, right, for this election?
Although, if you go just narrowly on his words, sure.
Yeah. And I trust him fully because he's a Trump appointee. We're going to talk about Uber, Lyft, and their decision to leave California, what that might look like. We're going to talk about what we are going to watch this weekend, the Netflix Top 10. There's a list of 25 movies leaving Netflix on September 1st, so I might get one of those in under the wire. We'll see. All that, plenty more. But first, Beth, we like to ask our guest, what is something from your search history that is revealing about who you are?
Oh, my gosh. I think I gave you, like, everything from my search history.
Thank you for that exhaustive XML file.
Yeah, I know. It's like the last 3 years. Okay.
Cambridge Analytica.
So do you want to know the actual last thing I Googled?
Sure.
Or whatever. Whatever. Let us know. What's going on? What's going on in that search history?
It said, can I watch Girl Daddy on HBO Max Hulu Premium add-on? I was trying to watch my own special and I didn't know how.
Oh no! To like verify, like I'd imagine you have a cut of your own special.
I do,
that you could
I
watch,
do.
So,
I
but you want to be like the experience that. Of like navigating to your special, which I'm sure is very exciting, right?
Yes, I wanted to be like, oh, let's see where it is. And okay, so that's a little boring. I also have Liechtenstein art map of the U.S. These are the last like 5 things.
Wait, so
Roy Liechtenstein?
Yes.
What do you like
about it? Is it Liechtenstein? I would say Liechtenstein.
Okay, Liechtenstein.
I mean, look, it all depends on where you are in the world. Because I'm sure the Germanic languages would be like, it's Liechtenstein.
Right.
Yeah.
But I guess Roy Liechtenstein.
Right. Roy Liechtenstein.
Just looking for a piece for the house?
you're an 80s like stockbroker.
Yeah. A lot of people are struggling during the pandemic. I'm looking to purchase some very expensive art.
Art is a great place to put your money if you want to diversify your portfolio.
As long as they take credit card and it's under $8,000.
Why are you looking for a map of the U.S.? You looking to escape?
No, I think I just wanted to, like, I was, like, trying to, like, in my head, think of all the cities I hit on this tour. I was just sort of, like,
nice.
I'm going to try to do some, this is, like, sorry, this is so boring. I'm going to try to do some Instagram lives with, like, comics I worked with leading up to the special.
Oh, cool.
And I just, like, want to talk to them, sort of showcase the features. And
how'd you choose Minneapolis as your?
I hadn't been there in 3 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
and you were just like,
and I, you know, I was overdue for a visit, and you know, when you're shooting, especially, you need to get a lot of people out. So I was just trying to like think of a city that I love. That's a great comedy. It is a great city to go touring.
Yeah, we had a live show there when we had our just literally weeks before. In February, we were there, and I was my first time. I loved
it.
The people were fantastic. The bunny rabbits that were like running through the streets. I was like, this is so whimsical. Like, we have rats and pigeons and shit. And they're like, we got bunnies. I'm like, what the fuck? All right, Minneapolis.
I saw like three bunnies while we were just like in the back waiting for the show to start. I was like,
when we were in a trailer in the snow being like, can we go on stage yet?
It was freezing, right?
Yeah. It was very cold. It was like one of the best crowds we had on the tour. And also there was a guy down front who was like trying to keep his eyes open, but was
doing a lot of that. You can't. Yeah. It's almost like you can't take it personally.
I did. I stopped the show.
Did you really?
The light crew spotlight this man. No, I mean, to the point where I just said, sir, I know your phone. I mean, we had to call it out because it was like violent.
Was he like headbanging? Oh my God.
He was headbanging. He was like,
did you get the details?
Oh, shit.
Was it a long day at work or booze?
I was
just like, yeah, he was hammered and on a date. And I think he was like, I don't want to be at this like lib podcast thing or something.
God.
So, you know, but hey, thanks for buying the ticket.
Whenever I'm in Vegas, I always say, like, be honest, who's here just to like sleep off a crippling loss in a cool, dark space? They never laugh. I do it every time. It's too close to home. Right.
Yeah, like three people just leave in tears.
Right.
Like, you didn't have to make it real.
Beth, what is something you think is overrated?
Okay, overrated, doing the worm.
What?
That dance. It's never worth it. And it's not even comfortable to watch.
Such a good call.
You know?
Yeah, it's uncomfortable to watch. It's disgusting to actually do.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. This, depending on where, like, if it's PE class and you're already wearing your gym clothes and it's on the field, fine.
Maybe.
But, like, seeing someone do it at a wedding, like, in a suit.
In you're plastic like, sir, shoes.
Yes, and the music sometimes isn't loud enough, so all you hear is the violent, like, slamming of their corpse on the ground. And then they're like, I'm like, yo, you are, the technique is bad because it sounds like a car crash. Yeah, like their feet hit, and I'm like, your shins.
Or when they overestimate and their legs start to, like, they go down for it, but their legs start to arch over their head, and
scorpion.
You're like, no.
Yeah. They do the scorpion, yeah, and you're like, your back injure your back, sir.
It's like your job. You guys know, as performers, like, it's your job, basically, to, like, yes, maybe make people, like, take them to the edge of uncomfortability and then release. But, like, it's not fun to watch when someone might get hurt. You're just like, that's why it's, like, not cool.
That's why you want someone. I think the only time it's not stressful is when someone has like truly mastered the weight distribution. 100%. So it's like, it's a wave and you're like, okay.
Or in the hands of a trusted professional, like a dancer that you know is like, got it.
He's like, we're going
to
worm.
We're here to worm. Unless you're in a worm workshop.
But like a lot of times for a dance, it has very little relationship to the rhythm of the music a lot of times.
Oh, no.
It's just like, look at this thing I can do with my body.
I'm flopping, y'all.
Yeah.
I'm flopping, y'all.
That is the only acceptable thing to say while you're doing the worm.
Yeah, and that's how it'll be treated. You're like, and you don't, that looks painful, man. But okay, go off, worm.
Go off, worm.
Yeah. It's like people who do a backflip on the dance floor. It's like, that's a thing. Like, I'm impressed, but that's also has no relation to the music.
Do y'all like love those videos where the people like completely have the acrobatic failures at weddings?
I don't know. Is that a genre of those?
Oh, there's one
where they land the backflip on their face.
Yeah, or one dude comes through and does a backflip, and he like basically like Guile Sonic fan kicks this woman in her head because like as his weight is coming back around from the flip, it's like a pendulum, and he like kicks this like bridesmaid in the head. There's other ones where like guys try to do backflips completely like turn their bodies into like like a inverted C that you never wanted to see. And I'm like, yep, see, that's what I'm doing the most. That's what happens. You pay the price.
That's why I do actual gymnastics that has a relation to the rhythm. I do rhythmic gymnastics on the dance floor with a
ribbon,
baton ribbon, and
or ball.
A
the ball. Yeah, your ball exercise is
my ball exercise is pretty
captivating. Your floor routine overall very strong, I would say. People don't realize.
What is something you think is underrated?
Something I think is underrated. Sorry, peeing in the shower.
you looked at us and noticed and knew that we were.
Do
two
we look like
I
proponents
think that
of
you
toilet peers?
Would pee in the shower, but I guess I'm saying whatever. You know, I don't even know why sorry I said sorry.
I think we're in large. The majority, the the pee shower.
Yeah,
people.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, I.
We are.
You know, speaking of the next topic, I think it's a myth that women can't aim for the drain.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Or point their pee.
I've seen it. Yeah.
I've seen it. I'm, you know.
I actually had a moment where I basically had my 4-year-old, he was taking a shower and he was like, I got to get out to go to the bathroom. And I was like,
do you?
You're in the bathroom.
Do I just tell him? Like, do I just tell him now? Like,
your wife busts down the door like the Kool-Aid man. She's like, do not tell him to pee in the shower.
You're wearing the bathroom, so.
The bathroom's all around us.
There are a few people who really get incensed by the idea of like urinating in the shower. And I understand if like very narrowly, it's like, it's urine everywhere. But on the other side of it, it's like, it's being immediately flushed down with water.
Right.
Right.
And also like, I drink enough water. I'm not doing like the wild highlighter yellow pee that's like stinking up the whole building. Like, you know,
don't they say it's sterile? Is that a myth?
It's sterile. Yeah. It's maybe not like you shouldn't drink it. It's not good for you, but it's sterile in the sense that it doesn't have any like living bacteria or viruses in it.
So you
can get sick from drinking pee?
I think it's just not good for you. Yeah.
Even if it's your own?
Miles, this is
that's my favorite
last
line
time we
Kingpin.
Talked about this 45 minutes ago, or last time we talked about this, it lasted 45 minutes. So
don't you remember that Kingpin?
No, I actually don't.
Hey, Roy, you get sick from drinking your own pee. He's like, yeah, man. He's like, even if it's your own, and like, Woody Harrelson just looks at him like, what the fuck, dude? And he's like, huh. Sorry, I steal most of my materials from shitty Farrelly Brothers movies that I saw in 13 year old.
Which one was that?
Kingpin is not shitty.
Kingpin.
Oh, I just watched it recently.
I love Kingpin. And so your myth is that women can't aim?
No, I just added that in there. My myth is the myth of Jiffy peanut butter.
Okay.
There is no Jiffy peanut butter.
What?
There's Jif
it's Giphy?
And Skippy, but no Jiffy.
Oh,
what
shit.
The fuck?
And the way I can prove
that's
that
weird. I never critically thought about that because when you said, I'm like, yeah, there's Jiffy,
right?
And I'm like, and then I'm like, wait, no, it is Jif.
It can be simply
wow.
proved.
That's like one of those Berenstain Bears or Shazam, the movie Shazam with is it Sinbad?
What was Shaq's wizard movie?
Kazam.
Oh, Kazam.
Kazam.
He's Kazam. And I am Kazam.
There's like this merging that happens in people's mind where they think that there's a movie called Shazam starring
I mean, there
Sinbad.
Is with, what's his face?
A recent one.
Yeah. Recently.
With Chuck from the TV. From the
Zachary
TV.
Levi, right?
Zachary Levi.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's so weird. I hadn't even thought about that Jiffy, I have definitely believed that Jiffy is a peanut butter. And based my entire life around it.
Yeah. Oh,
do you
I got to get a tattoo
butter?
Altered. Oh, let me just Google how much it's going to take to take
a cover up.
It's all off center because I took the F and the Y. They're like, why is it left? Oh, no.
If they had a little mascot.
I like, what's that one? Laura Scudder's?
What?
Is that how you say that one? The natural one?
I haven't even heard of that.
That's the one in the glass one that like separate you because it's just straight up salt and peanuts. I think it's called Laura's Scudders.
That
right?
separates and that you have to stir together and then sometimes it like drips out.
You saying Laura Scudders so much.
Laura Scudders. Because I was always Scudders. Like, it's one of those things. I think also because
Scudder
you
butter.
Said, give me that Scudder butter. She was the woman was an entrepreneur. Like she has like a whole backstory starting in Monterey Park. I think maybe that's why, like, I don't know. I remember that was like my dad. Would always buy the peanut butter, like, and it would never be Jif because, like, that's not peanut butter. And my mom didn't care because she's from Japan, so it didn't matter to her. So that's what I had. And I was like, man, I want it to be smooth, not like this rough shit.
Right.
And then as I got older, I'm like, nah, this has like that good ass peanut flavor. So,
isn't it funny the things that change as you age?
Yeah.
That's one thing.
How we become our parents.
I haven't been able to change my allegiance to breakfast cereals. Like, I can't do the, like, Kashi or, like, you know, the actual
the
natural.
Bullshit.
The bullshit. The sticks and bark. I still need, like, the name brand cereals that I grew up with. And I still need the, like, you know, chemically derived Jif and Skippy peanut butter.
Yeah.
Which I definitely would have said Jiffy if. You hadn't just busted that myth.
But I busted it right out of the jar.
What's your favorite brand?
Now I have to talk to my financial advisor because so much of my money is in Jiffy peanut butter.
I'm trying to think. Here's the thing. Justin's, I would eat. Justin's peanut butter is also the kind, like, I get the little packets and go in the airport when I would travel and then put it on, like, put it on the apple, take a bite. Like, that was my plane on the road snack. Ah,
so good.
But there's nothing like a Wonder Bread Jif
smooth peanut
butter and like a, I guess Smucker's, I would say strawberry jam.
Yeah.
Or do a jalapeno jelly.
What? No, all not right. for me.
Get
but
out of here
I
with
like...
your California bullshit.
I'm telling you, get that jalapeno jelly.
I remember red pepper jelly.
Put that on
jelly.
A turkey sandwich. Woo! Yeah, red pepper jelly is fine. Jalapeno jelly. Super producer Anna Hosney loves it too. She blessed me with a jar recently that I've already used up because I love like pepper jellies. Great for eating anything really. So
the one thing domestic thing my dad was like really good at was peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Like he because really he would do. He look, it's not a high bar, but he would put the peanut butter on both sides and then the jelly in the middle so it wouldn't like soak the bread. It was so good.
But it does risk a bite shifting. And out the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But blowout. That's kind of something I'm into.
The blowout risk.
I love how we're like one thing my dad was good at was looking at me every now and then. I'm just kidding.
Like every fifth time I was like, Dad, look, I'm on the diving board.
So you had the WAP tactics for eating that sandwich.
Exactly. <Yeah. laughs> All right, guys, let's take a quick break and we'll come back and run through some news.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
And we're back.
Yep.
And we're talking about eco-friendly.
Packing lippers of ice.
Packing lippers of ice and CVS brand toothpaste.
Yep.
Sensodyne
Broke
knockoff.
Boy brand toothpaste.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Let's talk about Steve Bannon. I've missed just seeing his face plastered all over the news.
Yeah.
And he apparently is as sloppy with his embezzlement and fraud as he is with getting dressed in the morning. The way that he puts on like 4 shirts. Do you think that's intentional, or do you think he just like forgets that he's already got a shirt on from yesterday?
He probably read like some like GQ layering article from like, 2006. That was about layering. And he just took that like concept very literally. And he's like, dude, just
stack it up.
Yeah. I'm wearing 18 shirts at a time, basically anytime. So who's the joke on? Cause you look like a regular guy. Yeah, the whole thing was that whole campaign, if you remember, I think it was back in 2018 when it was the whole like, well, if the Dems are going to try and use money less recklessly, then maybe we should fund our own Build the Wall campaign. It was like, we build the wall. GoFundMe raised over $25 million for this shit just for their, you know, wonderful monument to white supremacy. And so the 4 men involved in sort of like orchestrating this campaign, they're all facing 1 count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud and 1 count of conspiracy to commit money laundering. And each charge carries a maximum prison sentence of 20 years, which we've seen doesn't really matter when people in orbit of Trump face these kinds of consequences. But either way, we've been keeping up with this story as it developed, because first it was like, everyone was like, how the fuck are you going to even do that? Like, you can't just build a fucking border wall because you have the money for it. Like, there's all this like, these environmental impact reports, there's all these permits that have to be pulled to be done properly. And they're like, yeah, we're good. Like, we can figure it out. At one point, he was like enlisting like the Oath Keepers and other like right-wing militias to like help out.
And they kept like trespassing into, or like passing over into Mexico. Like
that was the last time we checked in on them.
Right.
Was international fucking dilemma where like the Mexican government is like, you're knocking debris into Mexico. Also, like, this is part of Mexico and you absolutely don't own this land. And we're also talking about like disrupting again the flow of like wildlife or water and things like that. You can't just do this because you have the money. Like, all right, we'll figure it out. Cut to now, they have just been exposed, where apparently what they were doing was, after that $25 million was raised, GoFundMe was like, you have to actually designate the recipient for this money. It can't just be like, all right, we raised the money, like, or else you can't use this platform like that. So what they did was create their own nonprofit called We Build the Wall, sent all the money over there. Then at that point, they're like, and this is because we care about the safety of America and keeping Browns the fuck out. So what we're going to do is, we're not going to take any kind of salary or anything like that. Cut to, we're finding out the amounts of money, like the $350,000 went to the head of it. through all these different shell game companies of being like, let's give it to this nonprofit, then put it in this bank, and then we'll do a wire transfer to this one. At one point, Bannon was like held like $1 million in one of his nonprofits and then like gave a huge chunk back to the founder of the group, but then saved had a ton of the money for his own benefit. And so that's how he got pulled into this whole thing. So they were just doing a little bit of old shell gaming. But it really is the most American scam where you're sort of like, hey, the threat of the Browns, look over there, white people, and then be like, yoink, sorry.
Right. Brian Colfage, that's the name of one of the other guys who got arrested that I remembered from
that's the guy
the
who
last
got
time
the,
we checked in on
yeah,
it.
The head.
Does arrested mean like they got a text on their phone while they were in their mansion?
Yeah.
Right.
They're like,
you're in trouble.
Oh, God. Yeah. It's like the first text they get is WYD. Like, who's this from? That's the city attorney. Oh.
Are you in a place to receive like a little bit of bad news?
Yeah.
It's going to be fine, but.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah. Why don't you message me after your therapeutic treatment? Yeah. Don't want to interrupt that.
He's like, I'm actually out to eat without a mask on. Can I call you back? Sure, no problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Wasn't this the plot of season 4 of Arrested Development? Like, wasn't there a whole thing, like a whole scheme with building the border wall, but it was all like a shell game?
Gosh.
I feel like that was...
Oh, is that the Netflix version?
Yeah.
I love that show so much, and... But that rings zero bells to me. And I'm like, did I even watch it?
Yeah, that sounds like that had to have been the Netflix one because I only committed the Fox version to like memory. Yeah,
oh my
gosh,
that was Fox?
Yeah.
isn't that
crazy? That's blowing my mind because I had it on DVD. It was given to me like as a Christmas gift because I asked for it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I remember it was like a thing where comedians would be like, dude, do you know about Arrested Development? I'm like,
so
what's that?
Funny.
Here's the blessed DVD you can pass around.
Where was I? I was at Rick Fox's like
what
gaming
pool party
yesterday.
With the Fox man.
Yeah, it was 96. It's Rick, Vanessa. I'm there.
It was his esports company. I think he's out of it now. But I was with Jared Jeffries doing like an interview. Mm-hmm. He used to play for the Nuggets, and then he became a recruiter for like esports. Anyway, that's just the background and has nothing to do with what I'm about to tell you. I go to the bathroom.
Still necessary.
I go to the bathroom at this company. Women's? Maybe. It says maybe. And
what? Women's?
Yeah,
maybe?
Like the women's bathroom says maybe, and the boys' bathroom says George Michael. Like it doesn't say.
Wow. I thought M-A-Y-B.
Sorry,
like,
no.
It's a bathroom.
No, the women's, it doesn't say like women's. It just says maybe. And then the.
Love it. Maybe Funke.
That is so funny to think about Arrested Development as a Fox show. There was like a period.
Is that why?
Not a Rick
Fox
show, but there's the connection.
20th century Rick Fox.
I mean, now who's naive? Obviously. It's all
now
connected.
Now who's naive?
But there was a period where like Fox was the only channel where you could have a protagonist that wasn't like the same guy, like it wasn't just like some like very kind, like good person, like the anti-heroes and stuff.
Like with the shows that they had,
right? The shows, everybody else, it had to be like, this guy's a doctor and he has like some daddy issues, but ultimately deep down a very good guy.
I see.
Like Jack Bauer's violent as fuck and he's trying to kick heroin. It's like,
yeah,
whoa,
exactly.
What?
Fox was like that's as edgy as we got in the 90s, guys.
And he acts extrajudicially. Coming to Fox. You're going to love it.
Doesn't he bite someone's aorta at one point in one of the seasons of 24?
I remember when that show was popping up. I just could not get into it because I don't know why.
24?
It didn't bite me the same way. Yeah, everyone else was like, dude, 24! I was like, I don't know, man.
I was over here on Grey's Anatomy shit.
Yeah, like, I'm going to just smoke 24 joints and like watch like music videos on a loop. It's like that was like so much of my media diet back then.
24 was... the same writers as Homeland, and they wrote it as they went along, and so it just got so absurd. I think it's
you
like
love to
same.
See that though when they're like, it's getting away from us.
But like they can't do anything about it,
right?
Yeah, I think it's the same thing as like soap operas where they're just like, we got no roadmap here. We're just like,
yeah.
What would be the wildest shit to happen this episode?
We know.
Oh, that's that dude's back from the dead? That happened in season one of Homeland. I was like, wait, what the fuck?
That's crazy.
And I like looked it up and it was the same writers as 24. I was like, aha.
It's all making sense. We know that we said they're brother and sister, but now...
They're not. Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the Postal Service. What's the latest here? Yeah.
Well, there was that statement that Louis DeJoy put out. It's like, you know, we're not going to do anything to, you know, inhibit the ability for the Postal Service to deliver mail, and we'll not implement any of these proposed changes until after the election. But if he's talking, like, the way if you read it, you could be like, well, that gives you the plausible deniability to be like, well, I'm not talking about all the shit I already just did that's fucking everything right up. I'm talking about the other stuff I'm proposing. We can pause that shit, but the damage has definitely been done prior to this. And Nancy Pelosi, you know, one of the big quotes out of her yesterday was that, like, she had spoken to DeJoy face to face and pressed very directly on this issue of, like, no, but like, you've been getting rid of mailboxes, sorting machines. Like, what about those? She says he, quote, frankly admitted that he had no intention of replacing the sorting machines, blue mailboxes, and other key mail infrastructure that have been removed, and that plans for adequate overtime, which is critical, are not in the works.
Oh, okay.
So it's just fucking vaporware. It's just, right, he just said bullshit.
It means
and
nothing.
This is when I think a lot of people are like, well, that's good. I'm like, dude, this is America, baby. You just say shit and you don't do anything.
Yeah.
Because sometimes people get comforted by the words and then not really lining that up with their actual lived experience. So the House, they're voting on a bill Saturday, hopefully to bring about $25 billion to the Postal Service. But like, this bill was also written before like sorting machines were being fucked with. And it's there's a lot that they're trying to do to sort of rectify the internal fuckery that is happening. But I think the one sort of piece that was interesting, there was a New York Times article sort of measuring the mail capacity and like the volume of mail that's being sent like normally and comparing that versus like an election year and that with the pandemic. And the volume of mail is way down because of the pandemic. So, like, this article is kind of sort of being like, luckily, we're not dealing with the normal volumes of mail in an election year. With pandemic, we're dealing with lower volumes. And it seems like, you know, already they're built to handle a lot, like, over capacity. So, it was kind of like a soothing article to read. But I was like, I don't want people to read that and be like, oh, it's fine. Even if they're fucking it from the inside, it'll be okay. Because it's still very much... really shady, and it's a lot of the, it looks like a lot of the places where they're dismantling machines are focused on like communities of color, which are gonna have huge turnout.
I just got a birthday card from my 5-year-old nephew. It was like postmarked July 20th and it came earlier this week. You know, I don't pay that much attention to the mail or like how quickly it gets to me, but that's the biggest delay I've ever seen in the history of like just a letter being sent, like it taking a month to just, you know, usually it's like less than a week, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So this is all to say that people need to be acutely aware of this, you know, this trend of essentially sabotage that's happening. Yeah.
The election stuff is bad, but what about my birthday presents?
Yeah. And more on that later.
what about that mug my birthday mom ordered me from Stephen Colbert's show?
Yeah, where is my Lamborghini Countach phone that I want to put by my bedside? The thing that a lot of the postal unions and like workers and like the advocates of the Postal Service are flagging or saying, like, the thing that they kind of need to do is sort of like a flattening of the curve, essentially, but for ballots. So like if they come in at a steady tick rather than the fucking week before,
right,
they'll have a much easier time processing everything. But then there are states that are like kind of making it difficult to line up these deadlines for that and are sort of making it so you would deliver it at the last minute and overwhelm the Postal Service. So at the end of the day, it's almost like it makes me want to just take my ass to the fucking polls if I can, if that's an option. And, you know, I want to watch my vote go into a machine where then I have no idea what happens with that electronic data and who knows what goes on. But at least I got my sticker.
Yeah.
So.
Because everybody lately has been posting like what to do to make sure your vote counts. And that is one of the options, like obviously show up safely. Or it sounds like he can take your ballot to the county registrar if you look that up.
And drop it off too physically and be like, here, take.
Yeah.
Which may be a better option if you have limited time and can't wait in line. But this is all just an ongoing process that we're watching with, you know, and actively the Trump campaign is immediately suing states that are trying to make mail-in ballot like voting easier. It's happening in New Jersey and I think Ohio, just pretty much anywhere, because they have to do everything possible to siphon votes away or like limit the number of votes that are able to be counted in this election.
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing. When you think about that, it's not just like, oh, this guy's an asshole. Like, wow. No, he's trying to fuck the election. Yeah. And like, that's where it's going to, like, we have to really take this seriously and look
straight
at this and go,
this is like fascism. Fucking,
I mean, yeah, it's the, you know, we have a history of the, you know, legislators fucking with the working people for a long time. But like when it's this overt and like just shameless and cynical.
Yeah. It feels helpless. Like,
people have to be on alert.
Yeah.
And I think that's the only thing we can at least tell ourselves, like, okay, we need to know that, inform everyone we know that this is the problem, and then begin organizing our various groups to know how we deal with this and, you know, how we can help.
So there's mail-in like we can do ahead of the election. Did you say there's an option where you like take your ballot ahead of time to the county registrar?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I think it all depends, you know, state by state, county by county, right. Everyone has different rules. But like, yeah, I think it's really good for everyone to just figure out what the laws are for your state and, you know, be able to make the right decision there. Because I think over time, you know, I'm seeing more and more guides that are happening where people are like, this is how we are going to have to counter this, like, fuck the mail-in strategy. So, you know, everybody, like, every state's different.
Vote early in person sounds like an option. The ballot, like, use a ballot drop box. I guess a bunch of states and counties provide ballot drop boxes or at the polling location or an election office. There's like everybody keeps sharing different ways, or you can organize a community ballot collection, I guess. But I think Democracy Docket was the handle that was posting ways to do that.
Yeah. So there's
Pennsylvania Zeitgang also. That's, you are likely to be the state that pushes one side.
It all
over
hinges.
All hinges on y'all. Ooh. So do your research.
Yeah, come on, Yinzers.
Yinzers and
the Yinzers unite to fight back against the fascism 3.0.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you doing up there? What are you doing up there in Pennsylvania? Going to Primanti's later.
Uncle Eugie's. Get some.
What? Who's that? Is that our
Uncle
sandwich place?
Leugies. Yeah, that's the sandwich place.
Oh, man, I miss a sandwich. I haven't had a fucking sandwich that was made by another person in a long time. I realized that has been like the one thing I have not experienced. I've been making my own sandwiches, and I miss just like an obscene, just 14-footer that I could eat all day.
I'm just picturing a cartoon. Just
like, that scene where in Coneheads, where Connie Coneheads.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like downs the one footer, and Chris Froy's like,
all right. And finally, let's talk about Uber and Lyft leaving California.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of news coming out about that, but Lyft did just announce that they're going to, quote, have to shut down on August 20th in the state of California, rather than spend the $500 million is supposedly.
I think
Lyft
is Uber. They have to spend around $500 million. Lyft is around like $350 or something.
Right.
But God forbid they engage in capitalist suicide and pay the workers what are due to them, because they're simply a cog in your profit gathering net, like sea trawling boat that you use to just get as much money, and leave these people working long hours with no benefits in a pandemic, no sick leave. It's really fucked up. And yeah, they're doing this thing. There's like this pattern that Uber and Lyft and these rideshare companies have gotten into. Like, I think Austin is probably a really close example of a municipality saying like, hey, we want to do the bare minimum, which was in their instance, they said, we want you to fingerprint scan potential drivers for background checks. That's what we'd like as a city, so we can ensure the safety of the riders and know who is working for you. And if there are people who could be risky, dodgy, that's not happening. they lost it. They're like, well, then I guess we're going to have to fucking leave. And they're like, they did.
Wow.
Yeah, they left.
They left because they're like, we're not going to fucking ensure rider safety by doing, what the fuck? No. If they tell us they're nice people, then that's all we need. So
next
they
up, did a- Tinder.
Yeah, right. Right, exactly. So like in Austin, like this just created an opportunity for a lot of people. They just got creative. Like a lot of the drivers were like creating networks on Facebook and alternative apps to like connect people directly with drivers. Like, I'm in this area. I would need to go here at this time. Can somebody hook it up? You get connected. And it was working for a minute. Now, I don't know what the experience of the actual people who lived in Austin was like, but in this article, a lot of the drivers were like, it felt very empowering at this point because I was no longer the middleman. Like,
right.
I could go here. Someone needed a ride. All the money went to me. Right. And I feel like empowered as someone who's like basically an entrepreneur in this sense, rather than like knowing like, okay, I'm only getting percentage of what this fare is going to be. Da, 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 da. So there, the whole thing now with Lyft and Uber, in Austin is like, Austin relented. There was like a piece of legislation that said, okay, we don't need the background checks anymore. So Uber right. and Lyft came back and they blew out these like alternative apps with their like super low costs and like discounts to get people back on the apps. And it was a little bit crushing. But how that sort of arc plays out in California, I don't know how it is, because the whole plan for these companies is pull the service from a city or state, cause a ton of chaos. The consumers are going to complain loud enough, and then the legislators will relent. It's sort right. of like the way they're doing it. But we're in a pandemic and ridership has been down.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that's really going to bring the same chaos factor that they think it will, aside from just like really harming the people that like drive for Uber and Lyft.
Yeah. Or we're just going to see a lot of people on scooters on the 101.
Yeah. Which, you know, fine. Like, let's just make it like fuck cars. Everyone's just burdened around.
Full Mad Max. Anymore. We'll just building our own doom buggies out of garbage.
out of old bird scooters. I have seen
people riding around on like three pulled together because they're like doing that charging hustle, you know?
Damn. Okay. Oh, yeah. Right. To like, round them up and charge them.
Yeah.
The other thing is, you know, the rideshare companies are banding together specifically in California for Prop 22, which is a ballot initiative. So if you live in California, I don't give a fuck what those ads say. How many people are like, I love Uber and driving for them is the best thing. These are paid for by the rideshare companies to create like a third category of employment. That's like independent contractor, employee, and wage slave. Let's just make that a real thing now. Where they're saying there's like a floor for the income and benefits and things like that. It's horseshit. These people need to be treated like employees. There's no third fucking category. And just a basic rule of thumb for anywhere, if you live in a state that has ballot propositions, ballot initiatives, just look at who's funding it and what industries back it. And then you can bet your entire ass that it's a worker/environment fucking ballot. If it's, you know, backed by like the League of Concerned Power Generation Companies, you're like, no, dude, that's bullshit.
Yeah, a lot of times it's not like, you have to do a little research ahead of time because they will disguise that shit. But
yeah,
this is bullshit. And the fact that they would have to pay $50 or $500 million, like that's the sort of thing that if they need, like, they should be applying for grants or whatever to make that possible, as opposed to just like trying to fucking, you know, ruin people's lives to make their company more profitable.
Prop 22, they're probably like, the No on 22 campaign is probably going to get blown out in terms of the media buys, because this is how it always works. Like, an industry, they have their ballot proposition. They're either for or against it, and they're going up against activists or like a small group of concerned people trying to change the law. Then they're just going to hit it with this air war where they're going to make it look like, you will fuck Uber and Lyft drivers by voting no on Prop 22. Right. And the ways they're going to, I mean, like, already when you look at the website, it's so fucking cynical. Like, it's just sort of like saying like 4-1, like, app drivers prefer independence. It's like, what are you talking about? Like, what does that even mean? Like, also talk about the hours these people work and tell me on a real continuum how pleased they are with their work experience, and if they're making enough money to cover gas and insurance and all these other things.
4-1, they prefer not to have health insurance is basically what that stat is trying to tell us. Were you guys at South By the year that Austin didn't have Lyft and Uber?
Oof.
No.
It was definitely can't remember.
Not as bad
I was
as,
taking
like,
rickshaws.
Like, it's fucked. Yeah.
And scooters.
Was, yeah. You were actually running them around, right?
Yeah, I was driving them. The, yeah. I just like to go there. And,
with
know,
my pedicab.
Make a little extra dough.
In between shows? Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are you going? Yep. I'm actually about to do a show there. Hop in.
Me and Todd Glass did do a rickshaw race one year. I think it was like 2015.
Really?
Yeah.
How long was the course?
Straight away, right down the street behind Esther's Follies. I think.
There you go.
Like, oh, we were in them and bikers were racing. It was more of a chariot right. situation. Either way,
got it.
I think Todd won.
Ah, oh, God damn it. You hate to see
you
it.
You hate to see it.
You hate to see it.
All right, guys, let's take another quick break and we'll come back and figure out what we're rewatching.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
And we're back, and it's time to figure out what we're going to rewatch over the weekend with you guys. Let's just run through the Netflix top 10, and then there's a list of movies that are leaving Netflix that I think are probably worth considering also.
Wow. So, I know this. I cannot watch another children film. I'm going to have to, whatever the most adult shit is, I'm going to watch that so I can rip it. Tear it the fuck down.
All right. Well,
is this are you dragging the Umbrella Academy?
No, I just I've been, this is the problem with Umbrella Academy.
I haven't watched it.
You can't look at your phone and be high and watch that movie, because the next thing you know, you're like, what timeline, what dimension am I in? And like, you lose the thread very easily, and then I get like angry that I can't follow it. But all I know is, you know, shout out to the goldfish that smokes a cigarette through the fish tank.
That happened?
Yeah, there's like a character that's like it's like a fish, like a goldfish inside of like a, like on top of like a droid body. And it's like smoking cigs. I'm sure there's probably some deeper lore that I don't know because I'm not familiar with the source material, but that's what it looks like to me. And I fuck with fishes that have cigarette problems.
So I'm going to skip to what's at number 9, because I'm told this is your favorite show, or was one of your favorite shows. Shameless, Beth? Are you a Shameless head?
I love Shameless. Yeah. I came to it late. You know why? It's because Emmy Rossum, honestly, you know how sometimes, whatever, people just rub me the wrong way? You don't know them. You have nothing. Yeah. It has nothing to do with their person. I think it was just, I looked at all of her characters and her as almost sort of like a goody two-shoes. So when I saw her, that she was cast as this, you know, extremely poor Chicago South Side family, I was like, come on. I'm not watching that. But she is a great actress, and you get there. Yes. And anyway, I love the show. I absolutely love the show. To me, it's just, it can be campy at times, but it is a great dark family comedy. That's my shit.
Yeah, I watched the first, I think, season or two of it, and I did like it a lot. And it is like, it's always interesting, like when a show decides to actually acknowledge class in America, like it's almost like a revelation. It's like, oh right, because every other show like that's like a Showtime, like Weeds and stuff, it's just like all based on the idea that like everyone has money.
Yeah,
like I feel like.
Oh yeah, the presumption of being middle class, upper middle class.
Yeah, I mean, like you're right. Even seeing some of the homes, like obviously that are on sets. When it comes to like a multi-cam sitcom, it's like this guy better have like a six-figure job. I don't think he's working at the hardware store, quite frankly.
And if he is upside down on this fucking mortgage.
He is selling coke amongst the nails.
Yeah. I've got 5 mortgages, man. I don't know how I got these for one building.
All right. Well, so Netflix's number one show / thing right now is Project Power, which is a supernatural action movie. It asks the question, it literally asks this question in the trailer. If there was a pill that would give you 5 minutes of pure power, would you take it? It's like,
oh fuck yeah.
Yeah, motherfucker. What are you talking about? Of course I would. They don't mention that the pill might kill you. It's a little Russian roulette-y. This is Jamie Foxx. This is Joseph Gordon-Levitt is back after a hiatus of doing like YouTube shit. I don't know where he'd been. But it's like a supernatural action movie where a pill gives you superpowers for 5 minutes in New Orleans. And that's number one. Looks somewhat dope. It's from the makers of, this is what's really going to hook you. It's from the makers of Catfish. So yeah, it's going to be dope.
The movie?
Yeah, the movie.
Like Jarecki?
Wait, Catfish?
Yeah. No. It's
on MTV. It's like, have you never watched that?
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking of the movie, because I know Jarecki made the film, and then what? So Max, what's his face?
I don't
face?
Think he made it. Did Jarecki?
He was one of the producers of the Catfish. And Neve Shulman.
These guys are like in that crew of filmmakers.
He was a producer of Catfish.
I think these guys Jarecki. Were as well. But
I mean, I like anything where, you know, Jamie Foxx's hairline looks consistent. In the film, so
it's weird. The trailer also ends with this interaction. A waitress comes up to Jamie Foxx and says, "Can I get you anything?" A server comes up to Jamie Foxx and says, "Can I get you anything?" He says, "I'm fine," and she says, "Yes, you are." And that's the end of the thing. It's just like, and Jamie Foxx is fucking hot. So, I think you're going to want to watch this one.
Jamie Foxx is
anyways,
hot.
That's number one.
Look at him.
It's just weird that Katie Holmes is still? I think so.
Okay. Good to know.
So Legend of Korra, same universe as Last Airbender, and I'm choosing between The Last Airbender and then one of the ones that are leaving, because apparently Last Airbender was the biggest show of the year, or one of the biggest shows of the year, and I haven't watched it, and I also need to check out manga, so I'm going to give it a shot, I think. So also Umbrella Academy, number 3. Teenage Bounty Hunters, number 4. So Netflix, very prestige.
I have to resist my impulses to watch some mindless kids show again. I'm like, wait, Teenage Bounty Hunters? Go on.
There's a kids movie at 5. High Score, a limited docuseries on video games. The trailer seems to be introducing you to the concept of video games. It starts
what are
with,
they?
They're like, they let you start over. We're all playing by the same rules. It's like, who's this for? Me?
Yeah. It's like, so you've been in a coma for 47 years. Right. Welcome to 2020 video games.
Strand is my impression based on 15 seconds of the trailer. So totally fair. The Lost Husband is trending. I don't know what that is.
That's the one with Josh Duhamel. Okay.
Right, that was.
I always pronounce that Duhamel for no reason.
Yeah, I used to too until someone said, I was like, "What? The Fergie husband?"
Yeah, it's like my friend who just calls rolled gold pretzels Ronald Gold. Like you refuse to just read something.
Yeah, hand me a bag of those Roland Dahl pretzels. The Lost Husband also kind of seems like it's so bad. I think we talked about this last week because the description alone, I think I have to read it aloud again. Looking to start anew, a widow retreats with her children to her aunt's goat farm where the ranch's manager helps her navigate country life and loss.
So
it's not a comedy.
What's it rated?
PG-13.
So no, it's gonna just be like some kissing, a little kissing,
hugging and kissing. Like
that sounds indistinguishable from a setup to a soft porn. Right?
Yeah,
like that.
It's based on a book, I guess. So I'm sure
or
the
a
book
really
is
freaky hardcore porn with like weird goat stuff happening.
Whoa!
Did you say gut stuff?
Goat. gut stuff.
Wait, what's number 10? Drunk Parents?
Drunk Parents, starring Alec Baldwin.
And Salma Hayek and Jim Gaffigan? What is this?
Oh my God.
I don't know.
I have to watch. This sounds so fucked up. Two desperate parents go to extreme lengths to hide their dire financial straits from their daughter and friends. Some panicked writer. This is someone's biograph. Like, this is someone's real life thing.
These
that
are
they
the
turn
times where you're like, I guess I could sell a bunch of TV shows. And I'm just right. not doing it.
Turns out. But is this a movie? Or
yeah. It's an hour and 36. I'm watching
Drunk
Parents.
Oh, it's a movie. Okay, sorry. I forgot we were on movies. I mean, my mind went to TV shows.
It's all, you know, whatever. It's Netflix. I mean, it's got it all.
Beth, it is a premise that demands repeated, like it could stretch across a season for sure. So I understand the error.
What is, and like, is being like abusing alcohol like a skill in this script?
So it's funny, but only in the context of parenting. That's when it really,
I mean, because like this still grab is like Selma and Alec Baldwin just taking deep sips like from a tumbler of like whiskey. They're like,
yikes.
They're like, oh man, we might lose our house, huh? what are we gonna do? Let's lie to everybody about it.
They're like, nobody can cancel us for alcoholism. Let's just go deep on that.
I can only imagine, and it's probably they approach such a delicate subject with a deft touch, I'm sure.
Right.
In this comedy, if it's like, I'm sure so much like weird slapstick drunk. All right, anyway, I'm watching this one.
Okay, Drunk Parents is your rewatch.
Yep.
It's good because it's like stunt casting because Alec Baldwin is an alcoholic, I think, or like is sober and also has been like gotten in trouble for treating his child really badly. So, like, you know, it'd be funny.
I'm like, when I start talking about it, I'm like, this one was too real.
That's
everyone.
The thing. I know my mind went there too when you first brought it up. And then I was like, wait, was that Hasselhoff? And it was Alec Baldwin. It was two on the nose. Yes, it was two on the nose. When you first brought this up, I was like, there's no way.
Drunk Parents. It was with Alec Baldwin.
rage drunk parents.
Next one is like guy who fights with like people on the plane because you want to play words with friends while they're taxiing.
All right. And then some movies that are leaving, some classics. You got your Bad Boys, Bad Boys 2, Candyman, Child's Play, Clueless, Failure to Launch.
Clueless is leaving.
I kind of like Clueless. That.
I have recently watched Clueless. Clueless Rules still holds up.
Did you know That's the Bomb was an improvised line? Somebody told me recently.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah, when he goes, That's the Bomb! You know what I mean? When he's talking about his like shaved when Donald Faison, Murray's getting his head shaved and shit at the party.
Invented?
That was improvised, that line.
That's like one of those ones where there's a lot of quotable lines, but it's been enough time like since I've heard anyone use them that it doesn't bother me anymore. Like there was a period after which Wayne's World and Austin Powers were insufferable because everybody was quoting them. But now I feel like it's like come around again because like nobody says swing anymore except me.
And like always at the like and you don't even know how to use it, right?
Right.
You're like, dinner's ready, swing. And I'm like, yeah. Okay, what?
Well, you haven't tasted my dinners.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Get him to the Greek, Groundhog Day. He's just not that into you. Jerry Maguire, a classic.
Oh, my grandparents are in that movie. They're extras.
No.
Are they?
Yeah, they play, what's his face? Who plays Tidwell? Cuba Gooding Jr.'s wife in it?
Oh, Regina.
Regina King? Regina King? Yes. Yeah, yes. They play like so in that scene where he gets injured, like in the football game, they're watching my grandparents are like playing her parents, like, oh girl, don't worry about that.
Are you serious?
No. Yeah, they're like, oh shit. Yeah.
I feel like I'm kind of remembering this.
Yeah. Oh, I definitely remember that.
Dude, my grandparents
is one of my favorite movies.
They had the fucking market locked for older black extras in the 90s. Like they were also in I think it was what's the one with a Deep Impact with Homeboy? No. But like one of the dudes on the ship was a black guy. Come on, man.
I never watched Deep Impact.
Isn't Blair Underwood? Blair Underwood. Blair Underwood. He plays the navigator on it. And like, again, there's like a scene where like the families are like, oh, like what's going to happen?
Don't they have to lock out their families like from the ship? Isn't that like part of the deal?
I don't know. I know like they're in a shot where like they're communicating with Earth. And then again, they're like, we need a somber older black couple in the background.
I might rewatch Jerry Maguire. I always say that if a woman wrote it, that the most, well, if I guess if I wrote it, the most quoted line would be, you deplete me.
I know, he's such a parasite. He's like,
I know.
Leave your
he's
job,
like, quit your job for
me. Yeah.
Come on, I'll make a good
impression
on your kid.
Let's have an inappropriate relationship. Yeah, I'll make a good impression on your kid and then bail.
I'll really look at him quizzically when he says stuff that, and I'll show you I'm not going to be a good parent. Like, what the fuck you say, kid? About
that
what?
Kid,
bees
that kid
fear?
Is so fucking cute.
He is so cute. And I did a show with him at the Comedy Store. And
John Lipnicki?
Yes. And he's so kind and, you know, he's turned out great into a wonderful
person.
I don't know him well, but.
Yeah, he will be 30 years old this year. That's where we are. Little boy from Jerry Maguire about to be 30
wild.
Damn years old.
He looks great.
Now we're getting into my territory. Three movies that are leaving. The Karate Kid trilogy, which ends with one of my favorite bad movies of all time, The Karate Kid Part 3, Daniel LaRusso's Last Stand. It sucks so bad, but is like so amazing. So it's either that or I start in on Last Airbender and don't make it very far. I don't know.
Your call, man.
I'm torn.
The die has been cast for me.
Yeah. Other things, Leaving the Lake House, Life as We Know It, Murder Party. What the fuck is that? V for Vendetta, School Days, Rugrats.
You don't
want to
watch like Superpower Jamie Foxx?
Yeah, maybe I do want to watch that, to be honest with you.
I mean, it looks wild. Like it's like a light up ecstasy pill they take. And next thing you know, you're like, your body's like engulfed in flames and you're running through walls. So,
and it is number one, right?
Rugrats Go Wild is what you're talking about, right?
Yes.
Jonathan Lipnicki, Brazilian Jiu Jitsu black belt and kickboxer.
He's ripped, right?
Yeah, yes. I just, like, in shredded. A way, like, you know, like a child star like that, like, was getting teased and shit. So he's like, I'm going to have to literally kick ass.
Yes.
Like, because everyone's going to be like, hey, bees are.
Ask me one more time how much the human head weighs.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'll dislocate your whole fucking knee, fool. I'll knee bar the fuck out of you.
All right. I'll watch Project Power. Yes.
There all you
right.
go.
Yeah.
You did
I'm glad that you're happy with that choice. I am.
Or we
not.
Can swap.
I'll watch it. I'm good. Project Jamie Power, again. Baby.
All right. I'll probably watch it anyway, like in the coming days anyway, because I see a lot of Jamie Foxx movies, you know. I just love, again, just someone who's losing their hair. I'm like, oh, it's like, damn, man, you always get to innovate where your hairline is from movie, from project to project. And that's the kind of freedom I would like as an artist.
He's going to have a widow's peak
doing
in this
Is it like the glued on? Or is
no,
it...
this one looks a little bit better.
The man weave?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, he keeps it low, so there's a little texture there. But sometimes, you know, he's come through with the super low hairline where it's like only 2 inches above his eyebrows. And you're like, Jamie, no.
Like
no,
Teresa
no.
Giudice on Real Housewives.
Yeah.
Of
yes. Giudice.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Giudice.
Yeah. Joe Giudice, I think, is in jail or went back to Italy. I don't know.
I think anyway, it's her turn.
Yeah. And those kids, you know.
The kids are next.
Well, Beth, it's been such a pleasure having you on the Daily Zeitgeist. Where can people find you, follow you, watch you do stand-up?
People can find me apologizing for saying that Teresa and Joe's kids are going to jail next. And I think you can just find me everything Beth Stelling, Stelling. I think my website's going to be BethStelling.com. It should have everything. It was SweetBeth.com, but I think it's got getting changed. Nice. Was this a good plug or what?
This is, you're nailing it.
Oh, yeah.
But I just
people
spelled
can
my
see
last
your
name.
Special on HBO Max.
Yes, it's now streaming on HBO Max.
And people it's have so add-ons, funny. Right? Like, if you don't some people get HBO Max, like, included with their mobile?
And yes, and I think Hulu users get it for free. It was offered to
oh,
them.
Oh, shit.
So figure out, you know, get
and
that
if
HBO
you need
Max
to just do that
it.
Free trial on HBOMax.com and hook, you know.
Yeah. Give it a watch and then cancel it. Boom.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, but I got some good. I got a good little write up. Somebody sent me in the New York Times this morning.
Whoa!
Said it was the best of the bunch, landing hundreds of knockout punchlines about sexual politics in a tight hour.
Oh hell yeah! I was just gonna that word for word exactly what
I knew. That's what did you send them that quote? Was that from you, Jack? Thank you.
Is there a tweet or some other act of social media you've been enjoying?
Yeah. One of the writers that I worked with, he's a TV writer, very funny dude named Patrick Walsh. I just found a tweet of his this week funny where he said, just got an email with the subject, psst, we heard you like savings. Who the fuck ratted me out? I love him. He's very funny.
That whole like social media influencer / like social media director voice that like every company has now that's like cute and like psst. Did you like say
it? It's crazy. Sometimes like it does work. It tricks you. They might as well like, find out your mom's name and be like, Diane told us to let you know that you need, you know what I mean? Like sometimes their emails work so well. The subject title is like, wait, should I respond to this?
Yeah.
It's like, get up and check your oven right now.
Beth, yo, open this real quick. It's like, oh, well, that's a great subject line. What is this? Anyway, if you want to save on your scooter rates in a South African scooter company, I'm like, I'm not in South Africa.
Exactly.
But okay, tell me about Bolt scooters.
Miles, where can people find you? What's a tweet you've been enjoying?
Twitter, Instagram, Miles of Gray, the other podcast, 420 Day Fiance. If you're listening to this today, we'll probably be live on twitch.tv/420dayfiance. Sophia Alexander and I are just going to get high, talk about this show, because another iteration of our beloved trash heap that we'll talk about, Stace and Darce. So yeah, come on by. Just a casual little stream. Some tweets that I like. First one from Marcella Arguello, at Marcella Comedy. She said, look, I realize many of us scroll our phones during red lights, but if you're first for a left arrow, I need you to fucking focus. Which is very, very spot on.
Yeah.
Another one from our sole writer, JM McNabb, at JM McNabb again. He took a screen grab of this like Lego Star Wars set that is the Bespin Duel for people who remember Empire Strikes Back. And in it, it says like he zooms in on the fact that it says 18 plus for the age. And he's like, does this Lego Star Wars set come with porn or something? It's like, well, yeah, what the fuck is going on there? And then one more from a couple days ago. Let me just do a quick screen share with y'all because you kind of need to see the image for this. For this one to fully hit, you know, as schools are opening back up, all with all this distance learning on, there've been a lot of really interesting posts. But it's when it's the kids who are just starting to go to school where these ones hit really hard. And it just says, when you're 5 years old and it's your first day of school ever, and they expect you to know how to read, type, and send emails, and it's just this confused little girl looking at a laptop, like, is this school? And it really is like, yeah, that's got to be tough. And I'm sure, Jack, for you, you're dealing with kids who are not reading, writing, typing, or sending emails. So
fucking
hearts out to y'all.
Although this one teacher is like, she has a PhD. She's like insanely talented. And like I was like, this is impossible. No 2-year-old is going to be able to connect. And then like, she just like did it, like got them all locked in. It was crazy.
It's like, but they're then doctors.
I was like
of
one of
shit.
Six teachers, and I just feel so bad for any teacher trying to run a class with kids who are just, yeah, it's impossible. It's literally impossible. Yeah. Yo, Bannon was apparently, we were talking, speaking of arrested development, Steve Bannon was arrested on a boat by Postal Service employees. So it is literally the opening scene of Arrested Development, and then the scam was the scam from the fourth season of Arrested Development.
That's so freaking crazy.
Shout out to Arrested Development.
Michael,
shout
look
out
at
to
what
reality.
The gays did to me. Can't you just comb it and reset it? What is that line? That's like one of the first lines of that episode.
Yes.
The first couple of seasons of Arrested Development are so fucking good.
Yeah.
Tobias' shower crying is just all-star shit too.
George Michael trying to be like, I don't know, maybe we could just kiss.
I don't know. That's crazy.
It's too crazy.
I all to this
she
day
winks and he's like, "Don't ever do that again." It's like the long.
What was the trick Job did to try to disappear or get his dad?
Illusions, Michael.
Oh yeah, I forget what.
When he throws the bird that's dead. God, that show's so great. I like all the tweets. We somehow,
I like all the tweets.
I like all the tweets. No. So Katie Golden, host of a sister podcast Creature Feature, tweeted today, the FBI tweeted about the protocols of Zion and the president basically endorsed QAnon, which is cool. Great day to be Jewish on Twitter, having a blast. Those are two stories that we like, the world is so fucked that nothing surprising about any of it, but still pretty wild that that's not like the first thing we talked about. Another tweet I enjoyed was from Blaine Kapach. He tweeted Millie Vanilli's real name, Millium Vanillium. You can find me on Twitter at Jack_O'Brien. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes, where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as the song we ride out on, Miles.
What are we riding out on? We're going in the weekend. We got to get that energy up. You liked the track last time from Hero. I got another Hero track for you. It's called Stay the Night. And it's a beat. It gives
Stay
you that.
Stay the night. Fight the break of dawn. Is it that one?
Tomorrow. No,
and
unfortunately.
Then a hero comes along.
It's the song you heard me bust onto the Zoom call with. Just blaring out my microphone. But yes, it's a great track. It's got a lot of energy. It's like, you know, it's just something I feel like it's easy to listen to. And that's
May
that's
I recommend
all we can
you guys
for,
download
right?
it and play it anytime you enter a room.
Yes.
Because it really worked for Miles today.
Very, very, very cool thing to do. So yeah, check that out. Hero with Stay the Night.
All right, we're going to ride out on that. The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Beth, thank you so much for joining us. That's going to do it for this morning's show. We're going to be back later this afternoon to tell you what's trending, and we'll talk to y'all then. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. We'll
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
This is Raquel Willis from Queer Chronicles. Right now, there are close to 500 anti-LGBTQ plus bills in state legislatures across the country. Lambda Legal is leading the charge against these hateful bills that target mostly trans and non-binary people. You can fight discrimination and help write the next chapter of Lambda Legal history. To learn more about their open cases and to donate, visit LambdaLegal.org. That's LambdaLegal.org.